The Magic of Wichita's Logo Wizard. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a chef shares his memories of growing up in the kitchen.
It began early on when I was 3 years old, cooking with my mom, watching her make recipes.
But first, if you walk through downtown Wichita, you'll be surrounded by logos that you instantly recognize. Your favorite local restaurants, major companies, nonprofits, gas stations. But what you may not know is that the man behind so many of those logos lives right here in town. Daniel Caudill explains.
Long before Bill Gardner helped create logos for Fortune 500 companies, his family was already well-versed in branding. At the family ranch in Liberal, Gardner's grandpa would use a literal brand to mark the cattle.
It's a diamond shape with a bar on the bottom of it. And that was the shape that they would brand in the cattle.
And as the family business changed from the range to real estate, the branding remained. His father placed metal diamond placards on the homes he sold, and his grandpa even proudly displayed one on each Cadillac he drove. Gardner keeps a copy of the brand in his office to this day. As he holds it, he reflects on its role in where he is now.
I can recall pulling out colored pencils as a child and kind of redrawing the diamond bar and kind of going, I think I'd make it squatter, or I'd make it wider, or this a little bit fatter. And, you know, so I was fascinated with brands from a really early stage.
Gardner launched his design firm in 1983. It currently rests on the corner of Douglas and Hillside in the same College Hill neighborhood where Gardner grew up.
When I am touring around the world and talking about identity design, people ask me if I'm always from Wichita, and I say, yeah, I've got about this three-block area that I'm from.
But while Gardner has stayed close to his roots, his legacy and impact are felt far beyond Wichita. Gardner's worked with major brands like the NFL and Kroger, and he's seen as an expert in the field, providing lessons and consulting with designers in every corner of the world. His company's work can be found locally, too, like at the Sedgwick County Zoo, the Kansas Cosmosphere, and Wichita State University. Gardner Design's latest project is helping North High rebrand after it recently changed its mascot to the Redhawks. Gardner is providing the work at no charge to the school, which is his alma mater. He says he wants to create branding that will stay true to the identity of North and appeal to everyone with a stake in the school.
We're being incredibly authentic to what North is about so that we have an appeal to those people that went there, you know, years and years ago, and to those that will go there years and years from now.
A key piece of Gardner's work is learning about each client's goals and how to best communicate them through logos and branding. That process was a benefit to Luis Rodriguez when he became president of Keycentrics in 2018. The company is based in Wichita and provides software to independent pharmacies. Rodriguez says he wanted imagery that reflected competence, but also fun.
He's so good at pulling out what, you know, what's in your DNA and creating imagery for it. And he's just absolutely a wizard. That's the best word for him, a wizard.
For The Range, I'm Daniel Caudill.
To read more about Bill Gardner and to see some of his work, go to KMUW.org. The restaurant may be called the sweet spot, but executive chef Preston Darnell spends as much time creating savory meals as he does sweet desserts. Darnell worked at the Olive Tree in Yaya's before moving to the sweet spot in West Wichita when it opened 5 years ago. For this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles visits Darnell in his kitchen.
I got to get the garlic off the sides and create the emulsification.
So, Preston, tell us, how did your love for cooking begin?
It began early on when I was 3 years old, cooking with my mom, watching her make recipes, and then later on, it was during Thanksgiving with the big family comes over and everyone's eating and enjoying everything. And I figured I could get in the kitchen and get food first before everybody else. So I like to get in early and taste everything and make sure everything's good. So that's when my love began. You want to taste it?
It's gonna love garlic. Thank you.
You got the lemon. You got the taste of the garlic, but it's not like hot garlic. Like raw garlic can be spicy.
That is just right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Good.
Now, when you were growing up, were your family members saying, Preston, your food's so good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they always did. My cousins would come over. I'd let them taste it. And then when I was in high school, I would cook for my friends. And they were like, oh, this is good. I never had a steak like this. And I was like, that's the way I cook my steaks. You know, I used the cast iron skillet that I got from my grandma and just seared them. Got a nice crust on it. Just, it was beautiful. It was always nice.
You know, you have to be pretty proud, huh?
Oh, yes. It's a joy that when you prepare something that sustains life, people eat it and they just have like a look on their face. Sometimes like the dining room will be completely quiet when people are just enjoying the food.
So how would you describe your cooking style?
My cooking style is kind of eclectic. I do African, Cuban, American, French, Cajun. Like, I like to travel the world on the plate.
Now, I know you go table to table through the restaurant when time permits. What's the best compliment you've ever received about your food?
Well, there was a Sunday brunch. I did Jamaican. I did some meat pies. And the lady was from the islands. And she said, this tastes like my mom made it. And I was like, that's high praise.
No doubt.
Loved it.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Are there things that you do special for Valentine's Day?
Yes, we have a fixed menu. I have a lot of seafood options on there, some steak options, some duck. I have some fabulous dessert options on there as well.
And so you make all of it?
Yes, I prep it. I have a team that, you know, will help me with executing my vision, my goal.
So do you taste everything before you send it out?
I do. I try to taste everything.
How do you keep your weight down?
small spoons. Small bites.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Carla Echols brings you thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. You can read more of her interview with Preston Darnell at KMUW.org. And one last thing. When I was a kid, I attended a Catholic school, St. Clement's in Centerline, Michigan. In the fourth grade, our family moved. I had to switch to a public school because there wasn't room for me at the new Catholic school. I was kind of a wimpy kid, so my mother sent along my older sister, Sue, to keep an eye on me. We both loved our new school, and the next year, all of my siblings switched to public schools. I'm reminded of all this as the Kansas legislature, once again, takes up the debate of private versus public schools and parental choice and whether the state should pay for students to attend private schools. It seems like we spend a lot of time debating the process of education rather than concerning ourselves with the education itself. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers for this week's show are Carly Cooper, Beth Goulet, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.